au cœur de l'info sur VOA Afrique.
De nouveau avec vous, Idrissa Sidoudia, pour la seconde partie de Soul USA. Nous allons continuer d'écouter des extraits du CD ou CD de Muscle Shoals Sound, 3614 Jackson Highway.
I was born and raised down in Alabama, on a farm way back up in the woods. I was so ragged that folks used to call me Patches. Papa used to tease me about it, cause deep down inside he was hurt, cause he'd done all he could. My papa was a great old man. I can see him with a shovel in his hand. See, education he never had. He did wonders when the times got bad. The little money from the crops he raised barely paid the bills we made. Old life had kicked him down to the ground. When he tried to get up, life would kick him back down. One day, Papa called me to his dying bed, put his hands on my shoulder, then in tears he said, Patches, I'm depending on your son to pull the family through. My son, it's all left up to you. 2 days later, Papa passed away, and I became a man that day. So I told Mama I was gonna quit school, but she said that was Daddy's strictest rule. So every morning before I went to school, I fed the chickens and I chopped wood too. Sometimes I felt that I couldn't go on. I wanted to leave, just run away from home. But I would remember what my daddy said, with tears in his eyes on his dying bed. He said, Patches, I'm depending on you, son. I tried to do my best. It's up to you to do the rest. Then one day a strong rain came and washed all the crops away. And at the age of 13, I thought I was carrying the weight of the whole world on my shoulders. And you know, Mama knew what I was going through, cause every day I had to work the fields, cause that's the only way we got our meals. See, I was the oldest of the family, and everybody else depended on me. Every night I heard my mama pray, Lord, give him strength to make another day. Though years have passed and all the kids are grown, the angels took Mama to a brand new home. Lord knows, people, I shed in tears, but my daddy's voice kept me through the years, saying, Patches, I'm depending on your son.
Patches, Clarence Carter, avec le départ de Jimmy Johnson et du reste de la section rythmique, Rick Hall de Fame a continué à connaître du succès. Patches était un de ses succès avec sa nouvelle section rythmique. Pendant ce temps, en face, à Muscle Shoals Sound, Jimmy, Eddie Hinton, David Hood, Roger Hawkins avait enregistré ce succès phénoménal des Staple Singers, I'll Take You There.
Help me.
I'll take you there, de Staples Singers, avec bien entendu Mavis Staples et ses sœurs Cleota, son père Robert Pop et sa sœur Yvonne Staples. Eh bien, dans le récent film ou documentaire consacré à Muscle Shoals, Jimmy Johnson, le guitariste, racontait que quand Paul Simon a entendu ce morceau, il a aussitôt appelé Al Bell, qui était le producteur de Stax et aussi un des propriétaires de studio, pour lui demander de lui prêter sa section rythmique jamaïcaine. C'est à quoi Al Bell lui a rétorqué: eh bien, tiens-toi bien, Paul, cette section est plutôt pâle.
Western Union. Telegram for Merrill Hardy. Sign here, please.
Thank you, man.
Hey, Tim, this is from Barbara.
Oh, what is she talking about, man?
She says she still loves me. She can't do without me. And she'll be here tomorrow.
What? I thought you had settled all of that, man.
Hey, man, see, you just don't understand. I never stopped loving her. I just wasn't ready to accept the love she was willing to give. But if she still loves me, there's nothing in the world that can keep us from making it this time.
Starting all over again is gonna be rough. So rough. But we gonna
help us make it,
yeah.
Starting All Over Again, Mel and Tim, à Muscle Shoals Sound. Eh bien, Eddie Hinton n'était plus en ce moment-là, c'était en 1972. Eddie Hinton n'était plus à Muscle Shoals Sound, où il était remplacé à la guitare par Pete Carr. Pete Carr qui était cette fois-ci au sitar électrique, je dis bien sitar, S-I-T-A-R. Et Jimmy Johnson était à la guitare rythmique. Barry Beckett était toujours là au piano électrique. Clayton Ivey à l'orgue. David Hood à la basse et bien entendu Roger Hawkins à la batterie. Ah, maintenant, l'incomparable Clarence Carter, ce tour de force de Clarence Carter.
I just like to take a little of your time here to talk about two words that folks always like to use. They always talk about making love. Yeah, making love. But have you ever sit down to think about everything that's got life in it likes to make love? Did you know that? Why, horses like to make love. Cows like to make love. And mosquitoes like to make love. And human beings like to make love. But now, it's one thing about them horses and cows and mosquitoes and things. When they get ready to make love, I don't care what they at, they make love right now. Don't make no difference what they at. But now, we human beings, we just a little bit different from that. Some of us that's got a lot of money, we like to go way up in an airplane somewhere and make love. And then there are those of us who like to wait till Sunday afternoon, and then we go way out on a boat in the water somewhere and make love. Children, there are those of us who ain't never had nothing, ain't got nothing now, and don't ever expect to get a doggone thing. So what we like to do, we like to get ourselves about 50 cent worth of gas, and we like to drive way down a country road somewhere. Oh, and children, we like to make love on the back seat of a car, children. Oh, but maybe one of the sad things about making love is that folks like to slip around. Oh, you know, I know some men that's got some good women. Women that are staying home all long week. And don't worry about going nowhere. While the man just runs around with every Mary Jane and Sue he can find, off somewhere making love. But children, men are not the only ones that like to slip around. Why, women like to slip around too. How many times have you heard some women sitting down talking, and you hear one tell the rest of them, she said, I sure wish he'd stay at home sometime, cause I'm tired of him following me around everywhere I go. She wants to slip around so she can make love. Well, I tell you, it makes no difference if you came from the city, and don't matter if you came from the country. And some of you out there under the sound of my voice may have come from the suburbs. But I'd like to suggest to you one of the best places I know that you can go to make love. And that place is...
Making love at the dark end of the street, Clarence Carter a fame en 1969. Eh bien, nous allons terminer avec Joe Tex, un des géants de la soul, décédé le 13 août 1982. Incroyable, 32 ans déjà. Joe aurait eu aujourd'hui 79 ans. Il est accompagné en studio dans la plupart de ses albums par la section rythmique d'American, Reddy Young, Tommy Cockbill, Gene Chrisman, Bobby Emmons et Bobby Wood, Skinny Legs and all.
Like she don't belong to you. Just cause her got them little skinny legs, you know that ain't no way to do. You didn't act like that when you had it home behind closed doors. All right. Now you act like you're ashamed of the woman. Don't even want nobody to know she's yours. But that's all right. You just walk on, baby. Don't you worry about a doggone thing at all. Because there's some man somewhere who'll take you, baby, skinny legs and all. That's right. Keep on walking, baby. Show you what I'm talking about. Listen to this. Now, who'll take the woman with the skinny legs? Stand right there, baby. I'm going to give you away in a minute. Come on, somebody please take the lady with the skinny legs.
All right.
Now, y'all know the lady with skinny legs got to have somebody, too, now. Will somebody please take the lady with the skinny legs, please?
Hey, Joe.
Yeah, Bobby.
How would you take
her? Shut up, fool. I don't want no woman with no skinny legs. Look here. I thought about giving this woman a Clyde, but no. So I know the kind of women Clyde like. Go Leroy or take her. Say, Leroy, you got her. Like that man ain't yours. Just cause he's walking with you with them raggedy clothes. Man just forgot to get his suit out the cleaners, that's all. All right. All right. Act like that man don't belong to you. Go on over there and kiss him and hold his hand. Say, you ain't gonna do what? That's all. You just walk on, mister. Don't you worry about a doggone thing at all. Because there's some woman somewhere who'll take you, Mr. Raggedy Clothes. Yes, there is. Let's keep on going.
Skinny Legs and All, Joe Tex, c'était numéro 2 en 1967 à cause du succès de ce morceau. Joe a cru qu'il devait faire comme au cinéma, un Skinny Legs and All Part 2. Et c'était Men Are Getting Scarce.
Girls, listen, I want to pull your coats to something. Listen to this. Men are getting scarce. As hens teeth. Yeah. There used to be a time when a woman could get a man with just her charms. Now in order for a woman to get a man, she gotta take him.
Voilà, c'est tout pour aujourd'hui. J'espère que notre sélection vous aura plu. Vous étiez en compagnie d'Idrissa Seloudia. À la prochaine.
He said, child, that's my car. As soon as he gets the running band, she said, I don't want that old car, that's his car. Listen, she was silly, bitch.
said the other day. She said, it runs hot, it burns all. This old car is beating run down. The other day, the battery fell dead right in the heart of town. Embarrassing me. Well, let me tell you one thing, baby. You tell that man to get a tune-up on that car. Get some new set of spark plugs, some brand new tires, and a new water pump, and you keep that man going. Let me tell you one thing right now. Woo! Really getting scared, scared. Oh, they're getting scared, scared. Getting scared as hen's teeth. And that's mighty scared. Hold it, man, hold it. Hold it, hold it, hold it, man, hold it, hold it, hold it. Hold it a minute. Say, Miss Lady, now you just gonna sit there at that table and eat all the barbecue and ain't gonna give me none. Say what? Oh, not you again. Say, Leroy, here's this woman with them skinny legs again. She got a greasy mouth this time. Come on, baby, get this greasy mouth woman. She reminds me of them folks up in Navasota, Texas, eating barbecue and drinking red soda water on the 19th of June. Look here. Give me a piece of that barbecue and kiss me with your greasy mouth, sir. Yeah, I was talking to this woman the other day. Now, here's a woman that was going to quit her man because he wasn't making enough money on his job. Talking about how much tax Uncle Sam take out his money. She went on to say something like this. She said, they take tax and more tax, and he keep on taking that tax. Why he take so much money from my man? We ain't got enough to relax. Well, let me tell you one thing, baby. You let that man stay on that Louisiana job.